Stephen A. Smith is a popular ESPN host who is best known for ranting and raving over men chasing after balls, the modern-day equivalent of the bread and circus distractions from ancient Rome. And he was on CNN last night to talk about college basketball. But, of course, politics had to be introduced into the discussion because everything these days has to be politicized. And he made some admissions about Donald Trump that caused the host and undoubtedly the audience to feel extremely uncomfortable.
You have a whole bunch of American citizens who firmly believe that what he's saying is the reality in their eyes. They look at footage. They look at things that are transpiring over the television airwaves, the kind of things that are being disseminated to the masses. And they're literally scared. You have people talking about there's an immigration crisis and they're showing one piece of footage after another after another. I can tell you as a black man from Hollis, Queens, New York City.
He's trying to spin it like it's not actually happening. The Republicans are trying to make people think that this is happening.
I have never in my lifetime heard black folks allude to there being an immigration crisis more than now. Evidently, it's working. You know that it's working with an abundance of white Americans.
You think that this is a message that actually right now, I know that it's intended to resonate with black voters, but you think it's actually working?
Absolutely. And let me tell you something right now.
Of course it's working. That's what he just said, lady. I mean, what's next? Is he going to admit that Hispanics feel the same way? Oh, wait, what's this?
Absolutely. And let me tell you something right now. I've got a lot of Hispanic friends, brothers and sisters in the Latino community. They're talking about it because they came over here legally. They didn't come across, America's lines illegally. And as a result, they're talking about it's an immigration crisis. They're talking about how people need to get in line. They're talking about how people need to come in here legally.
They're talking about how the illegals, tens of millions of them, need to be deported.
They're saying that about their own folks. And so when you take that into consideration and then you're looking at black folks who have been speaking about it, and then you think about inflation and you think about immigration and you think about New York City and the $53 million prepaid cards and what have you, black folks are sitting back and saying, wait a minute, what about us? What about us? Once again, we're at the bottom of the food chain.
Notice how he's making these comments and he sees the world through the lens of black identity. He's saying that they're not upset about it as Americans that a bunch of foreigners are coming into their country. They're upset about it as black people, that these other non-black people are coming to take their stuff. And despite the media's best attempts to try to keep the American people distracted with their endless obsessions over Donald Trump's pending criminal trials, word got out that America has been invaded, and it's obvious now to everyone.
Let's talk about voters and immigration. Where does that stand in terms of importance?
It's number one, basically, and the trend line has been absolutely tremendous. I've watched it over the last 6 months. You know, if you go back to the end of summer last year, less than 10% of Americans said that the top problem in this country, the nation's top problem, was immigration. And we've seen that rise steadily to now, where last month it was 28% of Americans. And if you go back in Gallup polling over the last 40 years, at no point did more Americans say that immigration was the top issue than are at this particular point. And it makes sense, given the border crossings being at an all-time high by the end of last year, that Americans seem to be responding in a way that they simply put never have before.
This guy is CNN's statistician, and it's amazing that they haven't fired him because he surprisingly doesn't lie with the numbers. And as you can see, he pretty much gives it straight.
This has obviously become a political hot football, right? And this is one of the
you could see how much this data just pains him to have to admit the obvious.
And lines that I think really tells the story. That's the difference between this election and the 2020 election. So if you ask voters, who do you think would do a better job handling border security and immigration, what do we see? We see that back in 2020, it was basically a dead even split, right? Joe Biden was slightly favored on it, but not overwhelmingly. And of course, he slightly won the election, not overwhelmingly so. Look at where we are today in a Marquette University Law School poll that was put out last month. Look at that advantage that Donald Trump has on immigration and border security. It's near 30 points. This is a tremendous change that's going on. And it's no wonder that Donald Trump is running on immigration. And he's not just running on it in a Republican primary. He's running on in the general election. And I also think that's why there hasn't been quite the backlash that you might expect over Trump's comments, some of which that I, of course, wouldn't make. And it's because that voters at this particular point are quite concerned about immigration and they trust Donald Trump on this particular issue.
Yes, we do. But apparently the Democrats didn't think that the American people would notice. Here is Alejandro Mayorkas, the director of the Department of Homeland Insecurity.
We know that immigration is a key issue for voters across the country. And according to our polling, by more than 5-1, voters believe President Biden's policies will lead more migrants to try crossing the border compared with President Trump's policies. Only 22% think your policies will decrease migrant crossings.
That's very interesting. But what would be even more interesting is if we heard directly from some of the criminal invaders themselves.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
It's amazing that this interview actually made it to air. This was on ABC News, and I'm sure that the producer got fired.
And Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in free. No problem.
Gee, what would have inspired all these people to be doing this?
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
That's actually probably only a few dozen. The other tens of millions are just coming here to leech off of our tax dollars. But let's get back to Stephen A. Smith for a moment. He's been making waves recently talking politics. Here he is speaking with Fredo on some little-known cable channel that has far fewer viewers than yours truly, a guy in his kitchen on a laptop. And here he is admitting the obvious about the mainstream media's bloodbath hoax.
The Trump bloodbath situation. Why?
Well, first of all, I thought that he was talking about the United States and China and the auto industry. And I thought that they used it as an opportunity to expose and exploit the kind of things that they wanted to about Donald Trump. Fair enough. The problem is that he's kicking their tail. That's really what this comes down to. According to the polls, he's up. He's gaining momentum. And when you use these kind of tactics and it comes with a question mark, it comes with some trepidation, I don't think that's something that has shown itself to work against Trump over the last few months or so. I mean,
oh, you mean the endless lies coming from the fake news industrial complex aren't working and actually are backfiring? I mean, what's next? Is he going to start ranting about how the Marxist Democrats' lawfare tactics to persecute President Trump aren't working and are also backfiring? Oh, wait, what's this?
The high price of Democrats' anti-Trump lawfare, written by Daniel Henninger, spoke of how most Americans believe the rule of law is better than the law of the jungle, but how that could change. According to Henninger, the newest buzzword in politics is lawfare, or using the legal system as a weapon against a political opponent. Henninger questions how many lawsuits, court motions, and judgments against Donald Trump the Democratic Party can actually chow down on. He also ponders about the high price the American system may pay for all of this in excess. Let me tell you something. It was a great opinion piece. I completely agree with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, the opinion piece that he wrote in there, because we've got to get to a point where we're saying when's enough's enough. Donald Trump made a very salient point. I know you don't hear me say that often, but it's true. He made a very salient point a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was in the immediate aftermath of Super Tuesday, when he was talking about President Biden and he was saying, you know, come beat me. Stop trying to use the legal system in order to pull it off now.
Well, you get the point, but there's only so much truth that a host is allowed to admit on liberal networks. And so Stephen A. Smith got the call and then had a mysterious change of tune.
Forgive me for transitioning off of the world of sports, but I deem it necessary, particularly because I have this podcast, when I want to make a correction, when I want to address things that I want to address that might not necessarily be sports related. I love having this platform to do just that. And you know what? Leave it to Breitbart. Had a caption.
Stephen A. Smith is waking up big time. And it is a picture of Donald Trump, the former president of the United States. It highlights ESPN Stephen A. Smith furious at Biden, believes Trump is on the verge of getting reelected, as you can see with the caption that I had put up there. Look, y'all, I want to make sure that I'm clear. Donald Trump is not getting my vote.
Blah, blah, blah. He goes on to say it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a Republican. It has nothing to do with politics. It's just that he's not the kind of leader that he thinks America should have. Remember the old cliche about how MTV doesn't play music anymore because, like, 25 years ago now, they transitioned from the music television network into some sort of a reality network? Well, did you ever think that you would see SportsCenter transition from a sports network to whatever this is? They covered the verdict of Derek Chauvin, the police officer who was framed for the OD of George Floyd. They covered that live on a sports network on their chief flagship show, Sports Center. But what else should we expect from a network that almost 10 years ago now gave Caitlyn Jenner the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs, which is like ESPN's sports awards. And while Joe Biden is issuing presidential proclamations celebrating transgender people, this was Donald Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin yesterday.
On day one, we will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, starting with all of the criminals that are pouring in. One of the most important issues in this race will be how Joe Biden's border invasion is also going to obliterate Medicare and Social Security for American seniors. What he's doing by allowing millions, 15 million, 20 million people this year, it's already 15, he's destroying your Social Security, he's destroying your Medicare and many things else. He's also destroying your way of life. If the millions of Biden migrants are allowed to stay as Joe Biden intends, they will cost taxpayers trillions and trillions of dollars, and Medicare and Social Security will buckle and they will collapse.
Which is just one of the many reasons why we need to deport them all. And if you agree, and if you want a great shirt, and you want to support my channel, order your Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt from my online store at markdez.com, or click the link in the description below.